people with real jobs.
Hello?
Self-employed people. Which do you want to be? This is Certifiably Unemployable. It's time to fire the boss and become self-employed. Maybe you need a push to get that business or side gig going that you've been dreaming about for years. And if you're an entrepreneur, you can listen to stories and get experience from people who've done it. Get ready to change your life. Broadcasting from the compound, this is Certifiably Unemployable. And this is Sean Dean.
Welcome to Certifiably Unemployable. I am your host, Sean Dean. And once again, I am so grateful to have you on our show. I know you're busy. You're an entrepreneur. Lots of things happening in life in general. Outside of being in business, you have family, you have friends, you've got things happening, right? So anytime you could take a pause in what's happening in your world to tune in to Certifiably Unemployable, it is 100% well appreciated. So this week is episode 36. And so, yeah, we actually have a guest that we've had on before, Ron Worley, who's the author of a fantastic book that I'm in the process of absorbing right now. I'm not a big book reading guy, so I really appreciate the whole audio file that was sent to me. But the book is called Ditches to Riches, How to Survive Your Effed Up Life and Create a Kick-Ass Business. So, you know, Ron's got a great story. I want you to reflect back to episode 29, which was done on February 12th, 2021. You can hear more about Ron's story. But today we're going to focus, Ron, on the five types of friends you need for a rich life and a profitable business. Ron is a busy guy. As we see, he's in his car. The good news is he's parked. He's safe. He's ready to roll. Ron, welcome back to Certifiably Unemployable.
Oh, good to be back on, Sean. I sure appreciate it. We had so much fun last time. I'm ready to rock this time.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So the, you know, in life, and I know people hear this all the time, but it's not so much just about business, but it's about our everyday life. We become who we circle ourselves around. If we want negativity in our life, then let's hang out with the trash. If we want positive things in life, then let's hang out with the positive people, right? And as human beings, believe it or not, regardless of what the world is trying to tell you right now, we have the power to make our own decisions, right? Number one. Number two, as entrepreneurs, we can pick and choose who we choose to work with. Whether you be in a brick and mortar company, you have to hire the staff. You've got to circle yourself around the right people. Maybe you're building a network marketing company. You get to pick and choose the people you're with. Maybe you are just starting a brand new franchise. You've got to hire the core people. So if you hire the wrong people and you attract the wrong people, guess what? Your business is going to go in the wrong direction. So I want everybody to understand that it's not just about your business. This is also a life lesson. So Ron, let's get into that.
Yeah, for sure. I think you're 100% right there. We not only in business, but in life, we want to surround ourselves with like-minded folks, which, you know, at times can divide things, divide our country for sure. It's divided. It can divide your company. So you want to be careful about that. We always want to have somebody challenge us. But what I try to do is people don't have to have the exact same values as you. They just have to have values, period. That's where the constructive, challenging and hard work, those conversations can happen within your company, within your life. If you at least have, you know, if you both believe in thou shall not kill, then you probably can get along, you know. You may just have different points of view on how to run a business or run your family or whatever. I've seen lots of people marry. Politically, they marry, one's a conservative, one's a liberal, and they get along great.
Yeah. But, and listen, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I actually like when there's somebody else in the room that doesn't agree with everything I say. I don't want them to agree with everything I say, because that doesn't help us grow. That doesn't make us unique. That doesn't make us individuals. And so, no, that's a great point. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And so really it's about finding those five friends that push us, those five, you know, I personally don't have a whole lot of friends, not true friends. I have a lot of friendlies, a lot of people that I converse with daily, say hi to when you walk by them, when you see them, talk to on the phone, even probably daily, monthly, yearly. But and especially a lot of this day and age, we have a lot of people on social media that we probably even Facebook calls them our friends, right? And but those are more like friendlies to me. Those are people that are in or out of our lives that we don't necessarily get close to, but gosh darn it, we do a lot of business. We hang out with them a lot. They have a lot of things in common, so we run into them. And you know, those are the people, that's what I call my customers. Those are the people I'm going to sell my products to. Those are the people I'm going to reach out to when I need support. You know, for instance, when I started painting, I did an art show, and of course I sent out to my entire circle, my entire sphere. And, you know, only five of those people are probably real friends. But, you know, you can support others. And I'm a part of somebody else's sphere. I mean, I go support things that just that of people that I hardly know, and you know, just because it's a good cause or whatever. So
right.
we need those in business a lot. That's who supports our business. And I always say those people are the ones you go out, that's who we're marketing to. We're out in the community. We're not out in the community hanging out with our best friends. We're out in the community finding more friendly people that want to be a part of what we're doing. And so when I'm out in the community, if I have a booth or if I'm doing some sort of volunteer work, those are the people I surround myself with. And you know what? We can find really good friends in there. We can find really good relationships in there as well. So that's about putting yourself out there and finding some importance. And really, you got to be okay with some awkwardness, because, you know, it is awkward meeting new people and hanging out with people that don't know you very well, and vice versa.
Yeah. So are we able to break down the different five types of people, the five types of friends that we need in our lives, so that way we can allow the listeners, and as of course you're listening, you want to make a comment, you want to go ahead and ask a question, please do so. You can comment whether you're on YouTube or on Facebook, and maybe you're just listening to this in your car on Spotify or one of the other podcast networks. You know, go ahead and send us an email, certifiablyunemployable@gmail.com. And because just because we might not be able to get you that answer real time today, we can always make sure that we clarify the subject, because, you know, Ron and I, we're going to continue doing different things. We're going to do some stuff moving forward on this podcast as well as his platform. So we'll definitely get you the information. So let's break down the five types of friends you need for a rich life and profitable business. Let's start with number one.
Yeah. So number one, your ride or die friends.
Okay.
You want me just to go through the list real quick, or do you want to stop and pause at each one and talk about it?
Why don't we list them out, and then we'll go back and we'll talk about them.
Okay. So your ride or die friends.
Right.
Your business friends.
Okay.
Your spiritual friends. Your executor friends. And then those friendlies I was just talking about.
All right. All right. Now, so let's go back to number one, the ride or die friends. And let's break it down what you consider a ride or die friend and why that person is important to be in your life.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, these ride or die friends are people that have been through something with you. You know, these are my best friend. I've got a couple of these people. Aside from my wife. Now, my wife is on a whole different level. I don't categorize her in any of these levels. So I challenge everybody just to take your wife out of it. And these are people that do not live with you. My ride or die is
now let's have a disclaimer there. Ron or Sean is not saying your spouse is not your friend.
You're right.
Just not included on this list, right? I want to make sure that you and I protect ourselves there.
Yeah, that's a very good point, especially if mine listens to this.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. But I agree, they're on a different category of their own, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. So ride or die friends, you know, they've gone through something with you. They've been through maybe some adversity that both of you have had. You've been there for each other. This one requires actual time. You don't just have a ride or die friend immediately when you meet them. You know, when we were kids, we had lots of best friends, and they've come and gone, and they're probably still not in our lives. I've got a couple that I that were my best friends in grade school that I'm still friends with today, but they're not my best friend today. But in real life, when we become adults, my ride or die friend, both of them are from college, and you know, they've been to hell and back with me and vice versa. They've supported me. In fact, one of them helped me out when I was homeless. I've helped him out when he was going through a divorce and he was having hell. He didn't even know how to dress. And so I took him and I bought him clothes and showed him how to dress and get back in the world and, you know, just propped him up and dusted him off. And he could basically tell me anything and I him, and nothing would shock us. We'd have no judgment. And these guys are also, my wife coined this phrase and I hate it, but they're fanboys. You know, they're on your side no matter what. And I could go in and tell them that I'm leaving my wife of 15 years and they're on my side no matter what I did. And so she calls them my fanboys. They're always cheering me on, go, go, go. And never can I disappoint them. Now we need those people in our lives because that's really our rocks. Those are the people that we don't have to pay them, but they listen to us.
Right.
Yeah. And they're just highly important for day-to-day life. I probably talk to my ride or dies, if not daily, at least once a week. In fact, my ride or die moved here from 300 miles away to be closer to me later in our lives, just so we could go fishing and hang out and do that kind of thing. And he propped up his whole family and moved here to Greeley. And we hang out pretty much every day, at least talk on the phone every day.
So I have to say, Ron, on that number one right there, while talking about that, I instantly came up with three ride or die friends that, and there's a couple more, I'm sure, but just right out of the gate, you know, people that I talk to, if not daily, every other day or text message or something, that I know that no matter how bad I screw up, no matter what I do, you know, they've got my back and vice versa. So, we've been through it. And from what we've been through, if we're still friends now, it's
right.
Ride or die, man. We will always be friends. So that's good.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, my favorite part about my ride or die friends is that it doesn't matter how much money I have. They've been there when I was homeless. They've been there when I have had money. And they're the only ones in my life that I can truly say are with me for me, not for money.
Right. Right. Yep.
All the rest of these friends I got, I can't say that about.
Yep. Honestly. And that's important. So I encourage you, as you're listening to this and as Ron's going through these details, start taking note of who these friends are in your world, because you're going to want to maybe refocus your energy towards certain relationships so that way we can fine tune your success level.
Absolutely. So that brings us into business friends. That's a good segue for that. You know, business friends are important. These more like mentors, if you will. We, you know, the chapter is friendship. And so I put everything in the terms of friends, but you know, the rest of these are, a lot of these are mentors, and I've always got a business mentor, if not two business mentors, and they're always ever changing. You know, when I was in Max Muscle and running nutrition stores, I always had a Max Muscle mentor that I followed, and he would help me with that particular company. But he was also a great mentor for business in general. So I would find time. That's the guy that, you know, I could call usually by phone, and it wasn't a lot in person, but I could call him anytime and talk business. Now, there's a very definite boundary that we never really crossed, and that was into the personal life. I didn't know a lot about, I don't know a lot about my business friends' families and vice versa. Now, that isn't to say that we don't have picnics and 4th of July parties and things like that where they get to know you, but most definitely, I have coffee with these guys, and we sit down and we brainstorm on business. I ask them questions, particular documents, you know, how's the market going, those kind of questions. And for me, when I'm actually, because, you know, it's a two-way street. I've got mentors above me, and then I also mentor others. And my wisdom for business, I spend a lot of time answering questions for people, and vice versa. My mentor spends a lot of time asking questions. It's almost a unilateral relationship. I can't do a lot for a guy that knows more than me, but what I am good at, he's very happy to get out of me. And that is the brainstorming side of things. I'm highly creative, and I can offer a lot of creativity to a person's business. So, you know, we try and help each other out, but this isn't your ride or die friend. If, you know, there's definite boundaries there that we cannot cross.
Yeah. And that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Now your spiritual friends, that's our third one. And I like this friend. I have one friend in particular. Now, Jim Hensel is the guy that I've mentioned this on your last show. He's my man coach. I call him, he's my values coach. He helped me get with the Worldly Way together. He is the man when it comes to ethics, whether I'm being ethical, where my value, he helps me evaluate my values in a certain situation. If I'm just stumped and I'm really having a hard time. So his boundaries are a little bit different. I talk about everything with him. He's almost a ride or die friend, but there's things that I've held back. And the reason I separated these two friends is because I wouldn't tell him if I'm having troubles. Let's say I did something wrong. Let's say I did something against my values, and unethical and possibly criminal, you know, let's just say that if I went out and was drinking and driving, I probably wouldn't tell him while I was going through it. I would probably tell him when I needed to fix it.
Right.
He's more of the how-to guy. What's broken inside of me that caused me to have a DUI, or what's broken inside of me to cause me to cheat on my wife, or whatever it is. These aren't personal at this point. It's just, you know, he's more of the deep talker. He knows your values. He knows your spirituality. A lot of people use their priest. You know, I had a priest help me write this book, or coach me on writing this book. And that was very helpful. And that's great. You know, I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. So I don't use a priest or somebody who's highly religious. I choose to use somebody that's got values and that helps me run my values.
Now, let me ask you a question. Not necessarily just about the spiritual friends, but on any of these friends that we talk about, I mean, did you meet any of these people? I mean, maybe the ride or die friends, of course, you just met them along the way and you just became, you know, really tight. But did you meet any of these people intentionally for that purpose? To be a business mentor or to be a spiritual friend or something of that nature?
No. In fact, most of these people are mutually beneficial at first. Everybody that I'm friends with, I don't like to just use people. And so I'm always, it's all about the click. If we can get along with them, if we're equally beneficial to each other and we have a great conversation. The one big thing for me in being friends with somebody is honesty. And I'm open book. So I just throw out my story. And if they latch on to it and they start sharing back, then I know I can trust them. And that sort of starts the relationship for me. Of course, there's a lot of people that really shy away from things like that. And so I can think of a particular political friend I got. He's a representative, and he came to me. He's representative for the state of Colorado, and he came to me asking me to do something for him. And I did this thing for him, and then we sort of became friends. We've been to lunch and whatnot, but our talking to each other is very surfacey.
Yeah.
And it's not mutually beneficial.
So there is an agenda. There is an agenda behind the lunch. There is an agenda behind everything, right? Right. Yeah.
Right. Whether there actually is or not, that's what I think. You know,
that's what it felt like. And so that takes away that genuine relationship. So now you're like, you know, am I being used? You know, because you brought up a point. I mean, I don't want to use anybody for anything either. I think the specific reason why I asked that question about do you seek these people is because, you know, there might be a lot of people listening to this that they're like, you know, I'm brand new in business. I don't really have any business friends. I don't have any business mentors, or I'm not spiritual. I don't go to church, so I don't know where to find these people. And so if they're, maybe they've got three out of the five on this list.
Right.
And they need to fill in the other gaps, you know, maybe we can give those some suggestions or a little recommendation there. That's what.
Yeah, certainly, man. Your business friends, that's the easy one, right? We can go and you start putting yourself in those kind of situations. Go to, what do you call them? The chamber events.
Networking events and things like that. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can even get online. There's a lot of business mentoring situations. When I first started, it was people that I met in the community that owned business. I would just try and start that conversation with them. And once you head down that road and you become friends with one of them, they've got friends. And pretty soon you're knee deep in people you can talk to. The hard part is finding the one that you connect with and is going to be honest with you. Now, spiritual friends, of course, the easy answer is go to church, right? I think that's not the right answer because I don't know anybody in church that actually is honest in church. We all put on our church face and go to church,
right?
You know,
in many cases, right.
Yeah. And I personally can't live up to the, to those values. I fall short. And so, you know, it really a spiritual friend is so close to a ride or die friend. This is somebody that you already know most likely, and you've just got to bring up the conversation.
Now, does that mean that a ride or die friend could also be a spiritual friend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I meant by, you know, Jim Hensel is not a ride or die friend only because of proximity and lack of time, but I honestly can tell him anything. And I was trying to think of something that I haven't told him, and there isn't anything.
Right.
So when we were talking before, I sort of made up an instance or a for instance. And, you know, the only difference is time between those and probably testing. You know, I've tested my two ride or die friends. I've tested them wholeheartedly and vice versa, you know? And I'll tell you, you know, even my ride or die, my buddy Sean, he's my ride or die. He spells his name the same as you. And this is the best friend that moved up here. And I've had now we're too close. Now we're in such close proximity. We're almost too much in each other's lives.
Right.
And I've had to take breaks from him because he's affecting the way my train was moving. You know, I was on a track and, you know, his life intertwines with mine and things look better. And, you know, the grass is never greener. And what I was, you know, it kind of flips the way I was thinking and vice versa. I've sent him off the rails too. And, you know, you just got to recognize and have boundaries and remember we're on our own track, our own life.
That's right.
And these people need to fit in with that.
That's right. We got to stay in our lane and just keep moving forward. So that brings us to number four.
Executor friend. Yeah. So I, what a lame name, executor friend, but it is what it is, man. The executor friend is somebody that's doing exactly like you, another entrepreneur, possibly, or if you're into, you know, anything else, they're on the same page as you, doing the same things as you. I have a friend named Samson. He's an entrepreneur. We both had the same common goal. We wanted to start developing, but we couldn't do it by ourselves. So we brought on a third partner and the two of us push each other in the same common direction. He forces me to execute on my end. I can't be lazy because now I'm in competition with him. And it's a beautiful competition because now we're just firing on all cylinders. We decided to make a company together because it's working so well. And we added a third partner and the three of us we kick some serious ass just being in competition with each other. I can't stand it when he gets a deal done before me. I've got to hurry up and be a part of that, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's that a boys, good job, way to go. And at the same time, I can call him and pick his brain, and most likely he's going to be on board with me. You know, there's a lot of trust involved with that. We share the same clients. I share my clients with him and vice versa. So, you know, he could easily pick up the phone and step on my feet. And I trust that he won't. And that's one of those friends that, I mean, we don't hang out a lot by all means, but what we have in common is business and kicking ass. And that's what we do together.
And that's important, especially when you have a partnership. In order to have a successful partnership, you've got to have that bond. You've got to have that trust and that connection. So that's a good
point. Yeah. And I think the boundary for your executor friends is a big, huge wall in between. You have to have that boundary that says I'm doing this, you're doing that. And we try not to cross over into each other's areas. Even if it's real close, you know, him and I both are the guys that go out and find land that we can purchase and develop. And we give it to our engineer who goes out and he problem solves and sees, you know, what it takes to develop it. We're both filling him up so fast, but you know, that line that we have between each other, that boundary that we don't cross is very prevalent. And we have the same exact job, but he runs his race and I run mine. And in between that, we're able to talk and push each other. And it's very, very healthy. In fact, I look up to him. He's phenomenal at what he does. And he's pushed me hard. Like, I was ready to retire last time you and I talked. And instead this guy's got me working again. So
yeah,
it's nice.
Well, but you know, but as an entrepreneur though, it's seeing business grow and seeing things happen like that. I know with me, it's an addiction. I love it. It gives you adrenaline. It really is like, all right, you close on one project. You're like, all right, where's our next one? You know?
Right.
So 100%. whether you're flipping properties in real estate, I mean, I know like right now in our world, we've got multiple properties that we had a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of cash flow invested as far as getting these properties ready. And now all of them are going to be closing down at the same time. We're going to be like, all right, what's next? You know, at one point we're like, we don't need any more projects. Now we're like, now we're not going to have any projects as far as that side of our business. So it's time to get going again. Right.
Yeah, you better before you spend the money.
That's it. It's an adrenaline thing. And that's what makes us entrepreneurs. One of the things I want to encourage everybody to do is to challenge yourself and make sure that you've got all of these people, all of these friends listed on your list. We have five. We've talked about four. We're getting ready to get into the fifth one. So we're talking about the five types of friends you need for a rich life and profitable business. And if you go back to episode 29, that's when we first talked to Ron. It was on February the 12th, 2021. It was episode 29. He's the author of the book called Ditches to Riches, How to Survive Your Effed Up Life and Create a Kick-Ass Business. So a lot of knowledge within one person here with Ron, and you know, we're absolutely delighted to have him back, okay? Again, we're talking about those five friends that we need in our life. Not only have a rich life, but to have a successful business. We've covered the first four. Let's go to number five, the friendlies.
Yeah, the friendlies. So these are my favorite people. This is who we deal with on a daily basis. These are the people in our community that take care of us. So my wife and I spend most of our day taking care of them. We have these people. So for instance, these are the people we market to. We're sending them gifts once a quarter to keep ourselves top of mind to them. We're conversing with them on social media. We're seeing them at parties. We're seeing them at events. These are the people that help us support us and everything that we do, but also we help and support them as well. My wife said it best, that the successful real estate agents in her field are the ones that are supporting what their clients do. because those people are willing to give back to you once you're going to your things with them. Yep. These aren't the people that you complain to. This is where the crap rolls uphill. So anytime you have a problem in your life, you're going to your ride or die or your spiritual friend. You're not bringing that problem to your friendlies. Those people need to think that you live this perfect life, the Facebook life, the social media life. These people need to think that you do no wrong. They don't know you well enough for you to be able to be a screw up to them. If you go out and get a DUI to them, you're screwed up. That's not a good look for you in your business. So unfortunately with all these, I mean, at the end of the day, we're running businesses as entrepreneurs and we're playing this game, right? And aside from our ride or dies and maybe, you know, a few people in our lives that truly know us, the rest of everybody else is a part of that game. And, you know, as much as we care about people in general, we also have to feed our family, and these people are the ones that do that. Now, a lot of people, you know, big brand companies, Gary Vee, people like that, their sphere, their friendlies is so large that they don't even communicate with them other than, you know, a blanket email or a blanket video that they put out. And of course, I would love to be that big, but, you know, actually I'm not real interested in that big. That's too big. But
yeah,
you know, that if you treat them like that, you know, go ahead and have that party and invite all these people that you know, that you're acquaintances with, and just do that once a year. And you'll see that they'll come back in your life. They'll buy your product. They'll be a part of your business.
Yeah. So let me talk about the friendlies for a little bit, because I think they pop up more in our lives than we realize. And you know, looking at a couple of different industries, looking at the things that you do as an entrepreneur, you have to know if you're playing poker, you've got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. And what I mean by that is you've got to know when to hold on to that card and when to show somebody that side of you as a person, because remember that that 100% affects what you do in your business. And so these friendlies are the ones that you only want the positive side of everything you do to be shown. So when you have that party, when you have the Christmas party, when you have, you know, when you have a whatever celebration you're doing, maybe you do a Facebook post of a new car you just bought, just something to congratulate somebody. It's always positive things. What you don't want to do is, and this happens a lot when people are out building a business and they're doing certain things, and they've got, let's say they're on the phone with one of these people and they have something negative happen in their life, and they share that frustration while they're on the phone or something that's negative. Now that person's going to be like, wait a minute, Ron's having some issues. I don't really know how I feel about that, because that's not the relationship they have with you. And so you could take it to business. And let's say you've got a staff member that is 100% on your, you know, you pay them as a W-2 employee. They're a staffer, right? But something negative happens in your life, you don't share that with them, because that's number one, it's none of their business. Number two, that's not your relationship with that person. Right. Because now they're like, wait a minute. I respect Sean as a boss, but I don't like what just happened in his personal life. So now that's going to affect your relationship with you as a boss, as an employee. So
absolutely. And it's like a cancer, man. It eats right through your business.
And there's nothing you could do about it. Even if you're building a team in network marketing, and let's say there's something behind the scenes that is not working perfect. Well, as a leader, you don't just go tell your whole team, oh, well, you know, hey, they're fixing it. They might not even know it's a problem, right? So, so just that's where you have to, and that's why I like that poker analogy. You got to know when to lay your cards down, you know?
Yep.
Listen, don't show everybody you got an ace in your hand unless you need to show them you got an ace in your hand, right?
Right.
So,
That's exactly right, man. And you know what? It'll feel so, you know, at the end of the day, the bottom line is that, you know, when you're out in the community, outside of your house in general, you should just treat everybody well as you can. But you also need to know when to cut those people off. My wife had a really hard time at first. She would become friends with friendlies, and then they would start drama in our life. Mm-hmm. And she would absorb that drama and bring it home. And it, I mean, I even had a lady knocking on our door with a gun because she was so jealous of my wife, you know, that it was more like a single white female. She just got slowly crept into our life and then started coming over and started being a part of it. And, you know, you just be nice to them. And next thing you know, they've disrupted your life. They've caused problems. You got to call the cops on whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it can get really bad. So you just have to be careful. You don't know them. They don't know you. You're just swapping spit, you know, you're just swapping talk and being nice to each other like humans should be, you know. The great thing with bail bonds, though, in my company with the bail bonds is that sometimes those people, I have to tell them to F off. And, you know, there's where the poker face comes in.
Yep. Yep.
Know when to hold them.
Well, and that's where you have to be able to separate church from state. You've got to understand business. You've got to know, listen, this is a business relationship.
Yep.
So I can't think about it emotionally, because when you can't make the choice between the two, that means you've intertwined things and now it's going to get messy. So you have to really be careful about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And really that's where the values come in. If you can hold your values true, through all these relationships, but especially with friendlies, you're going to be okay. You know, people are going to look up to you holding up your values more so than you looking up to them. And you want to be a master of your own domain. Your people in your sphere, be the person in charge of that sphere. You know, don't be a part of the sphere. Be the person in control of it.
Yep. And I know in some of these cases, I mean, I've thought maybe somebody that was just a friendly, you know, they might have been more of one of the other friends, and I thought they were a little bit closer, you know, so I could share certain things with them. Then once I share a side of me, then all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, that's not what I expected. And so I was like, oh, you know, well, I learned a lesson. That person really wasn't, that person wasn't a friend in the first place. You know, they were just friendly. So I think that term, I think that term is so appropriate for that category, because just because they're friendly doesn't make them a friend.
Absolutely. Yep. 100%.
Yep. So Ron, I think what we need to do is we need to encourage everybody to make sure that they have at least one of five. They need to have somebody in each one of these categories. Now, of course, category five with friendlies, they're going to have much more, because that's more of a blanket of people all around us. But if you're listening to this, watching this, and you're a little confused, or you're not 100% certain who that person is, connect with us, because you'd be surprised just by connecting with someone like Ron or someone like myself, how we then can become a part of that circle. We may hit it off. It may work. I know Ron, you extended in your previous show about, hey, if you're looking for mentorship, you're looking for things in your world, reach out to Ron. You know, I've never looked at myself as a mentor, but I know I've had a lot of people come to me needing advice and things like that. And I don't mind giving you my personal opinion. One thing I can promise that I will always be is I will always be a supporter. I'll always be genuine. And I'm always going to tell you the truth, because to me, the relationship will never be real unless we start at that point. So
100%, man. That's vulnerability at its best.
That's right. So Ron, let's remind everybody how they can reach out to you. What's the best way to reach out to you, and how do they connect?
Yeah, for sure. Go to Ron Worley. Sorry, Ron Worley, WORLEY.com. All my information's on there. My book's on there. And for sure, like Sean said, reach out by email and I'll get back to you right away. I'm always happy to answer questions.
And if you're more comfortable with having Sean connect the dots between you and Ron, I don't mind doing that, because I love to see when new relationships happen and hearing the story. So Ron, I know you're going to be back on Certifiably Unemployable. You and I are going to be doing some stuff on your platform. So our challenge to you as the entrepreneur is to do things to make your life better. Surround yourselves around the right people. Eliminate the poison. You don't need that. Because we all tend to do those things ourselves without other people encouraging that. So we don't need that fuel. So we need to just eliminate those people so we can try to hold ourselves as as accountable as possible, right? That's what I was looking for. So, for sure. Ron, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. Have a good one.
All right, don't forget to subscribe and share this information, because there's somebody other than yourself that needs to hear this. Once again, this is Certifiably Unemployable, and until next time.
You've been listening to Certifiably Unemployable. Ready to fire the boss yet? You're on your way. Sean has been self-employed for over 20 years. So if that's something that you want to do, something you've been dreaming about for years, Sean has all the knowledge, good, bad, and indifferent. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook and Instagram at Certifiably Unemployable. Find us on YouTube and at www.certifiablyunemployable.com. Till next time, this is Certifiably Unemployable, signing off.